So I'm going to call to order the Senate Committee on General Government Accountability for Wednesday, April 26, 2017. Cheyenne.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3213 is scheduled for public hearing today. The measure requires the Oregon Broadband Advisory Council to include an additional item in its biennial report, and that is the role of broadband technology in local, state, and regional economy and economic development. Excuse me. It came out of the House Committee from the House Committee on Economic Development and Trade with a 9-0 vote. It has no fiscal and no revenue.
Okay, I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 3213. Representatives, come on up. Thank you for coming over.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Nancy Nathanson, representative from House District 13. This bill proposes to add just 15 words to statute, but I think the simplicity surpasses the importance. Broadband technology is an essential ingredient for all local economies in state, and indeed essential for Oregon to stay competitive in the national economy. High-speed internet access attracts and grows new businesses, keeps what businesses we do have, and is one of the most powerful tools we have for economic and workforce development. Just like water, power, and roads were essential infrastructure in the last century, internet access is the essential infrastructure for the 21st century. The internet transports data like highways and rails transport goods. It shapes our businesses and their opportunities for competition and growth, whether they're working with customers or other businesses 2 miles or 2,000 miles away. The delivery of internet access for business purposes and economic development is key for determining where to locate. Businesses need access to roads, airports, water, sewer, and power. They need high-speed internet access as well. The Broadband Advisory Council is doing a great job with its mission and what the legislature has asked them to do in statute, which is to report to us on affordability and accessibility, and specifically on the use of broadband in telehealth, energy management, education, and government. But that's a narrow list. I think we're missing the boat. We should be paying much more attention to the role of broadband in economic activity and community development generally, and we can start by updating our direction to this council. At the Oregon Business Plan Summit in 2015, we heard community perspectives gathered from the regional economic forums in regions around the state. That was the 2014 session. More than half of the 11 economic regions listed enhanced broadband distribution as essential for their region, and that broadband access that they do have needs work. Those regional meetings included South Central in Klamath Falls, Eastern Oregon in Ontario, Mid Willamette Valley in Monmouth, South Willamette Valley in Eugene, North Coast in Astoria, and North Central in the Dalles. All of those regions are saying that we need to focus on broadband. Oregon has more than 3,400 tech industry firms, including software, video game developers, and biotech companies. And just about every business in Oregon depends on broadband now. They depend on exchanging engineering designs, big data, agricultural pest control best practices. It runs the gamut. Tech companies employ 78,300 people statewide, and the industry has grown by more than 10% a year for the past 5 years. But remember, this isn't just about tech companies. Every business needs high-speed internet access now. This is serious business for economic activity around the state. Oregon tech companies, for example, compete with the Bay Area and Seattle for talent and business, and they rely on high-speed internet to stay competitive. So, to keep local, regional, and state economies competitive, I think we should pay more attention to broadband and its role in our economic future. So, this bill, as the committee administrator has stated, amends the current reporting duties to just add that they should also report on the role of broadband in economic development and its role in local, state, and regional economies. Let's pay more attention to this. It's critical for Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Riley. Members of the committee, for the record, my name is Paul Evans. I'm a state representative for House District 20, which includes Monmouth, Independence, West Salem, and South Salem. I'm here to support Representative Nathanson's concept. I also am here to provide a little bit of background in not just how economic development should be measured and the potential economic development that can be associated with fiber and interconnectivity, but actually in Monmouth Independence, largely because of a conversation that happened in this building when Senator Durfler was president of the Senate, so this dates us a little bit. There was a conversation about how we were going to bring fiber optic capability in the internet to Oregon, and at those days, U.S. West, so this is again dating it a little bit, U.S. West standard was that populations of 15,000 or less didn't need it as fast as everybody else, and that the market would determine when, in fact, fiber got there. So the mayor of Independence, and at the time I was the mayor of Monmouth, decided that, well, Monmouth owned its own electric utility. Independence had some other access, so we actually built our own, MyNet. It is a publicly owned fiber optic server. It has done a lot of things for Western Oregon University in terms of associated benefits, but I can actually point to one company that came to Independence specifically because of that fiber optic capability, and that's FCR. It is, in fact, a company that competes globally. They could have located anywhere. They decided to come to Independence, which was a small town because of livability, low crime rates, and basically all the things that you think of with a small town. For rural areas especially, one of the things that we some time ago thought that MyNet and other publicly owned providers really can yield is growth without the unanticipated consequences of more trucks on the road, more pollutants in the air, more and higher and denser areas. You could literally create cyber villages throughout the state where at least a portion of the folks that live there do their business globally through the state, whatever, but through that internet tool. It is a little bit expensive in terms of the upfront costs. You have to keep up with technology like everybody else. But the long-term benefits are not only economic development, jobs, et cetera, but in fact, better livability. People having to travel less often, putting more or putting less pollutants in the air because they're not having to go to work 5 days a week, at least all of them. They can do it from their home or from a central office. For small communities especially, a little bit of investment in this particular area really can mean a lot, and I'm looking forward to having this hopefully passed and added to be a part of the report so we can really have an understanding of how to measure the quantitative as well as qualitative impacts.
Thank you. I think this is a great bill. I'm certainly in favor of it, and you know, we have a lot of dark fiber in the state, which we need to light up, put some nodes on it, and get it working. Fiber is a lot cheaper than paired copper wire, and can do a lot more. So I think and certainly a lot easier to maintain. So this is one of the areas that I think we need to move forward really as fast as we can in this state and get everybody on fibered up, not wired up. So, Senator Thatcher.
I don't know the answer to this question, so I'm hoping maybe one of you tech gurus would know.
That's
however,
okay,
so you or you.
Yeah.
Broadband is now the cutting edge. I mean, that's what people are wanting to get, mm-hmm. broadband.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be another technology. And I'm just wanting to make sure that because there are so many changes in technology that we're not precluding or cutting off ourselves from looking at more advanced technology that's coming in, you know, more use of wireless, for instance. But you still need the core stuff. But I just want to make sure that we're not just, you know, turning it obsolete by the time we get this all going.
So I don't think we can ever guarantee that because we don't know what's next. But we're so far behind in most of the state now that we need this at least start to catch up. And then that's where I've come down on that. I'd like to hear what these two folks have to say.
Mr. Chair and Senator Thatcher, I certainly concur with your hope that we're not precluding looking at new technologies as they are implemented. What this bill does is it's giving a job to a council that exists right now that's called the Broadband Advisory Council. And in this proposal, it's that it's saying that the Broadband Advisory Council has been limited in what they're reporting on. They're looking at things like, you know, telehealth and energy management and education and government, and yeah, saying, you need to look at the big picture. You need to look at economic development and impact on local and state economies more generally instead of this narrow little set of things. However, it doesn't try to change the current definition in state law of how you define what is broadband or what is high-speed internet. I imagine that over time, as they identify what needs to be changed, they'll ask for changes to it in statute that identify new technologies.
Right. No, Mr. Chair, and I yes, I grant, and I agree with what you're trying to do. You're trying to give more, I guess, so we could get more feedback, more meaningful feedback and data on broadband in Oregon. I just, maybe a discussion for another day would be to say highest speed internet or something. Anyway, just the next thing instead of just limiting us to broadband, which might become obsolete. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe never will.
It has a long way from being obsolete because the fiber that we have in the ground is so underutilized right now. There's a huge, huge area for expansion of services through the fiber that we are currently using. So if we can just start using what we have, that would be great. Other questions? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I might remind you that the city of Ashland in late 90s put in their own fiber optic, which forced Charter to put fiber optic everywhere in Southern Oregon. So it was, and it has attracted many businesses that we just don't understand they're even there. So
Chair Riley, Senator Bora, we borrowed very liberally from the way in which Ashland was built. We leveraged our public utility because we had a public electric company for some of the capitalization, and quite frankly, tried to replicate where we could what Ashland did. We built it a little bigger because of the lessons learned from Ashland. We actually, at this point, I believe, are still only using about 10% of the capacity that we overbuilt, purposefully, so that we knew that companies would over time need more use of the band. So yes, Ashland was one of the leaders and actually gave us the example that we figured we could try to do it ourselves once we were told that US West and then later other companies didn't really want to play in rural Oregon.
At any rate, I think this is a great bill, and the more we can learn from the council that's doing this report, the better. And I appreciate you bringing it to us. So, anything else, Bruce? Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming over and telling us about this. So, anybody else who wants to weigh in on House Bill 3213? That's all that's signed up. So I'm going to close that public hearing. And this is a very sparse meeting. This is the only bill we have. And so I'm going to adjourn. So I'm going to